Hi folks, welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Al. And if you're listening to me on Spotify or Anchor or Apple Podcasts, I highly encourage you to follow this podcast. And if you're listening to me on YouTube, I highly encourage you to subscribe. And also check out my website at buildwealthmedia.com. Now, today I want to talk about something that I'm very passionate about, and that's stock market investing. See, to me, investing is serious business. To me, investing is security. It's something that I believe can help someone become financially successful. And I want to talk about how to approach investing simplistically. See, here's the problem with a lot of people. A lot of people are not investing because they think it's complicated. And that might be you listening to this message right now. You might have been sitting on a sideline for years, because you may think that investing is for the elite. You may think that you don't have the knowledge and the intelligence to invest. And I'm here to tell you that investing is available for anyone. You just have to approach investing simplistically. And that's what I'm going to break down in this particular episode. See, when you're getting started in investing, approach it from this standpoint. Ask yourself, what are you a consumer of? What do you buy on a daily basis? Who do you pay bills to? And if you listen to me a little more, I'm going to make a point here. See, we're all consumers. I'm a consumer. You're a consumer. We all consume some type of product or service. Now, why don't we flip the switch? Why don't we not only be a consumer of products and services, but why don't we be owners of the companies that we consume products and services from? So you have to think like an owner if you want to build wealth. And one way to approach investing is to invest in companies that you are a consumer of. For instance, a lot of people on their way to work stop at Starbucks and buy a $5 cup of coffee. That might be you listening. So every day you're giving Starbucks $5 of your hard-earned money. You're helping Starbucks stay rich. You're helping Starbucks build wealth. Instead of just being a consumer of Starbucks, you may consider looking at Starbucks as a potential investment. So if you're buying Starbucks coffee every day and you own stock in Starbucks, in essence, you're paying yourself because you have interest in Starbucks. Another example, who do you pay bills to? Do you have a credit card that you pay on a monthly basis? Is that company that you pay your credit card bills every month, is it publicly traded? Perhaps you should look at your credit card company as a potential investment. Who do you pay a monthly mortgage payment to? Take an inventory in your refrigerator. Look at some of the food products that you have in your refrigerator. Ask yourself, are some of these food-related products that are in my refrigerator, are they publicly traded? So you get my logic here. Approach investing simplistically. Who do you pay bills to every month? What products and services do you consume? See, investing is not rocket science. It's not. You just have to approach it simplistically. Don't get all analytical about investing. Just approach it from a simplistic manner. Look at where your money is going to. And perhaps you can invest in the companies that you are a consumer of. Again, you gotta start thinking like an owner. You're never gonna build wealth if you're just a consumer. You have to be an owner. And the easiest way to approach investing is to just invest in companies that you know and that you are a consumer of. That's how you're going to build wealth. So I just wanted to share this message with you folks. And to inspire you to think like an owner. Embrace an ownership mentality. That's what's going to help you on your wealth building journey. As always, folks, I encourage you to always think big in life. Always strive to become a better version of yourself and stay committed to financial success.